supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. Hundreds of participants marched in Center City, Philadelphia this afternoon, protesting President Donald Trump's inauguration. On hand there, and joining me now is WHYY's Katie Culinary. Katie, describe the scene this afternoon.
Dave, it was loud. There was lots of chanting, but it was peaceful. Nothing like what you saw in Washington, D.C. this afternoon, where protesters clashed with police, broke windows, burned cars. There was none of that here in Philadelphia. This was a peaceful protest that started near City Hall with a rally led by Black Lives Matter groups. And then hundreds of people marched down Market Street to Independence Mall, where there was another rally called the People's Inauguration. Police escorted the protesters there on bikes, and everything remained calm.
So what did these protesters want to achieve?
People were representing a lot of different causes there. University City resident Stephen Holmes is transgender, and Stephen is worried about the future of LGBTQ rights under President Trump.
We have a vice president that's potentially a heartbeat away from the presidency that believes that people like myself are not legitimate human beings, who does not believe that we have rights to be ourselves and to be free, and I'm really happy to live in Philadelphia where we're protected, but who knows for how long this bubble is going to be here.
He's referring there to Vice President Mike Pence, who has come out against LGBTQ rights. And I also spoke to Vernell Marshall from South Philadelphia, who says she's really worried about women's health care issues. More specifically, she's on the Affordable Care Act and has been a patient at Planned Parenthood. And Marshall's worried about President Trump's plan to repeal the health care law and to potentially revoke federal funding for Planned Parenthood.
I just had a baby 8 months ago. What if I decide I want to do another different type of birth control, but it's not available to me? That personally affects me.
I also saw someone there dressed up like a crumbling iceberg tonight to bring attention to the fact that Trump has expressed doubt about the scientific consensus on climate change. And there were also several people carrying red socialist flags. But all these protesters had one thing in common. They were not happy with the fact that earlier this afternoon, Donald J. Trump became the 45th president of the United States.
Thanks, Katie.
Thanks, Dave.
WHYY's Katie Culinary on NewsWorks Tonight. The inauguration follows a highly divisive election, and Trump's presidency is proving to be just as polarizing from the start. Area Republicans who trekked to Washington for the inauguration found the experience inspiring. Lee Snover, chair of the Northampton County Republican Party, says she thought President Trump was direct and on point.
He spoke directly to the American people again. He bypassed history, he bypassed academia, he bypassed the senators, the elected officials. I don't know, it just made me feel like he was talking only to me.
Calvin Tucker of Philadelphia chairs the Pennsylvania Black Republican Caucus, council rather. He says he could hear protesters from his vantage point, but he thought Trump's speech hit the right notes.
Yeah, he talked about the people, not the politicians. And now his administration is about making sure that the people get a say-so in their government. And I think that was the key.
Phil Spotts of Waterford, a borough in the northwest corner of Pennsylvania, is one of, quote, the people mentioned by Trump. He says Trump echoed his own concerns about the economy shifting away from blue-collar workers.
He doesn't want the factories that are tombstones scattered around the country. He wants them back working again. And that's going to bring the economy back to the working people. And the other thing was he said about getting people off of welfare and getting them back to work. And that's what they need to do.
Of course, not everyone's celebrating. Many groups supporting the rights of women, minorities, and members of the LGBT community are organizing. College students across Philadelphia held walkouts to protest the inauguration. Students at Temple, Penn, Drexel and Philadelphia Community College left their classrooms to demonstrate their opposition to Donald Trump. Temple student Chris Reinhardt says he left his class today to show that he will not sit idly by during the Trump presidency. He says he's noticed a spike in hate speech on social media since Trump became the Republican nominee, and Reinhardt says he's recently been the target of racial slurs.
Since the election and since the whole campaign, like more of the closet racists have come out. And, you know, I read, like, comments on Facebook, and I'm just like, man, I didn't know people could be, you know, so hateful and so ignorant.
Rain this afternoon was little deterrent to other anti-Trump protests across the city, including those at City Hall, Washington Square Park, and the Liberty Bell on Independence Mall. Women from across the region are gearing up for a series of coordinated rallies tomorrow. Some, like 54-year-old Tammy Wisneski from Berks County, have never done any public activism before.
But what I wanted to get out of it is I just wanted to make a stand and say, you know, we're going to be watching, you know, and we're going to try and stay vigilant.
She says with two young granddaughters, she wants to make sure women won't be treated with less respect under President Donald Trump. More than 14,000 Pennsylvania women are expected to descend on Washington, D.C. for the march, with thousands signed up to rally in local sister marches, including ones in Philadelphia, as well as Trenton, Newark, Delaware, and other locations. On this first day of the Donald Trump presidency, let's get perspective from Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, President Trump's inauguration speech this afternoon largely doubled down on his populist message early on, noting that politicians prospered, but the jobs left and the factories closed, and then noting that what truly matters is not which party controls our government, but whether our government is controlled by the people.
Well, certainly the part of his message that resonates, Dave, based on all of our data, is criticism of the government. So when he criticizes government, says we need to totally change government, change the way it operates and what have you, he's resonating strongly with one of the most dominant threads of American public opinion that we've seen in decades.
Though in noting that jobs left and factories closed, to what extent is the economy number one concern?
Well, it's really not dominant, and this is quite important because at previous times when other presidents have taken office and we've said, what's the most important problem facing the country? The economy's overwhelmed it in one way or the other, overwhelmed the responses. Say, when Reagan took office, it was inflation and the economy. When Carter took office, it was the inflation overwhelmingly. When Bill Clinton took office, it was the economy strongly. So there are many, many presidents who've taken office when Americans were worried about the economy. Even John Kennedy, when he took office, January 1961, the most important problem by far was the economy. We're not seeing that now. We're seeing a whole dispersed array of issues when we ask Americans what's the most important problem facing the country. The highest only has like 11, 12, 13%. There's no one dominant problem, and it's not the economy to the degree, certainly, that it has been for previous presidents.
Well, just how positive are Americans about the economy?
Well, Americans, part of it's Trump himself. This is what's so interesting. You know, we've had 2 months now, and just like the stock market went up, Americans' confidence in the economy also has gone up since Trump was elected. So we're seeing a positive uptick, say jobs. He talked a lot about jobs in his speech today. But we've seen the question we ask, is now a good time to find a quality job, has jumped since he took office. So he's already had an impact on Americans' attitudes about jobs at this point and about the economy. We'll see, of course, whether that continues now that he's actually in the White House.
Is he also leading a populace largely satisfied with their personal lives?
Yes, that's an interesting point. At one point in the speech, he used the word American carnage. Now, they may have just been referring to the problems that he alluded to with crime and race and what have you. But I think he kind of looks at the American situation itself, as we saw in his speech, as being in great trouble out there. We don't see it. We don't see that the average American out there is all that troubled. We have a measure of thriving. How well are you doing personally? It's as high as we've seen it since the recession. We have a measure which we ask, how satisfied are you with the way your personal life is going? And that's very high now. So overall, we don't see that the average American out there is really in an anguished situation. As far as their personal lives are concerned, they're doing pretty well.
Trump's speech called for investment in infrastructure, but to me it seemed otherwise devoid of specifics. He didn't seem to mention lowering taxes, building a wall, deporting illegal immigrants, even the Affordable Care Act. Is it possible to discern the extent to which Trump is in or out of sync with the American public?
It is. And in fact, his mentioning infrastructure and nothing else meant that he was paying attention to our data. We've listed all of his promises and asked Americans how important it is that he follow through. We've also gone through and looked at all of his promises and then tied them into previous data. The one that overwhelmingly scores the highest is infrastructure. Americans love that idea. They loved it when Obama took office and said he was going to do it. They love it now when Trump takes office. Americans want investment in infrastructure. But on those other issues that you mentioned, Dave, it's a mixed bag. The wall, it was smart that he didn't mention that. That's one of the lowest issues that we've tested on the rank order for Trump. Americans all are not that interested in building a wall with Mexico. The Affordable Care Act kind of breaks even. Americans very mushy on that. They want improvements, they want changes, but overwhelmingly don't want it repealed. The only other thing he could have mentioned that Americans like is simplifying the tax code and reducing taxes. That always resonates with Americans.
What can we assess about the president's approval rating out of the chute?
A lot of people ask us those questions. Our first report will be Monday. We'll be measuring it tonight, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. We use a three-day rolling average. Our estimate that it will be low. He will be the first president, we think at this point, in our history at Gallup, to have an underwater initial approval rating. Typically, Americans give presidents a break. They either say they don't know or are much more likely to give them an approval than a disapproval on how they're handling their job initially. We don't think that will happen with Trump. We'll wait and see. Check back in on Monday. But he's entering the presidency as the least popular president in our history of tracking presidents since Dwight Eisenhower and Harry Truman.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight. That's all for tonight's show. Thanks for joining us, and have a great weekend. I'm Dave Heller for Newsworks Tonight.